have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. What does that mean, still flat? No. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. The biblical question. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and running around, and you just got to do what you got to do, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. Isn't that amazing? And it's amazing because we love the Bible Thumpers. And the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time to communicate because it's very difficult when you study the Bible and you only can think of scriptures. You can't really respond or ask normal questions. So we said, we love the Bible Thumpers. Let's set aside a day for Bible Thumpers. And so Thursdays is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Pastor, what's going on?
There's a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He says he wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Well. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. It is a spiritual battle. a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. And I want you to know it's not physical at all. It's spiritual. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. And the one thing I want you to know, for sure, and without a doubt, human beings are evil. And it's not them per se, but it's evil that made a home in their hearts. If you pay attention, really pay attention, first to yourself, and you see how wicked you are, how evil has made a home in your mind and emotions, and you think it's you. And you accept wickedness, and you're fascinated with being evil. You're fascinated with being emotional. You're fascinated with being angry. And you're fascinated with judging others, everyone but yourself. And then even you judge yourself, too, when you feel bad about something or you feel this way. You're fascinated by being depressed and lonely and not knowing who you are. You love evil. Human beings love evil. And the proof is they won't forgive and overcome. Because you can overcome evil by realizing and admitting that you're wrong, that you're evil. Your anger is evil. Your jealousy, your revenge is evil. And evil lives in you. And you're not in control. No such thing as a free will. You don't have a free will. You're being controlled by evil. And if you overcome that, you're controlled by good. You're not in, you, I, no one are in control of anything. Another thing I want to do what you want with this. This is for men and women who want to overcome evil. Most people don't. Most people love their thrill. They love the thrill of hurting themselves and others. So watch out for human beings. Your family members, your friends, your husband, your wife, your children, your adult children, anybody. I was doing counseling yesterday. I talked to some people. And some of them have had fear all of their entire life. It started with the parents, their mother, their father, and so on, brother, sister, and they have just had fear. I want you to know, in the truth, in life, in real life, not emotional life, that's not life, that's death, there is no fear. When you love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or no one else, and love your neighbor as yourself, love your enemy, there is no fear. In truth, there is no fear. Fear is only in the darkness, in the wickedness of your heart. And anyone that has anger is wicked. And that's why you're instructed by the truth to never trust an angry person. An angry person is evil. An angry person is evil. So if you have fear, what you do to overcome fear is admit that you're angry, that you're wrong. You're wrong for judging. You're wrong for being angry. And forgive. And the fear will disappear with the anger, with the unforgiving heart. It will disappear. All right? That's when you have those who want to overcome. Those who don't, you stay in your misery. You have a right to be lost, to be miserable, to be suicidal, to be lonely, and just live that way all your life. But for those who don't like that, they want to overcome, men and women that want to overcome, you can overcome, but you got to forgive. You got to get to know yourself and let it go. All right? It's up to you. Anyway, thank you, Mr. President. How many of you woke up this morning or went to bed last night after the president, the great white hope, Donald Trump, had his press conference? He gave a little talk to the nation about what's happening in Iran and what to expect. How many of you went to bed after that or woke up this morning and thank you, Mr. President? How fortunate America is to have Donald Trump running this country. It's no wonder some people call him amazing. The wind and the sea obeys him. It's amazing that some people call him king. And they hold key rallies around the country and in some cases around the world worshiping the king, Donald Trump. Some people even call him daddy. They say daddy is home. Some people, I call him the great white hope. The great white hope. Well, he gave a quick talk last night to update us as to what's happening in the Iran situation. But first, as this president said, don't worry. Be patient. All is well. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request. Present your request to God. Amazing, huh? So the president said, be patient. All is well. All is well. This is from the New York Times. Just in case you didn't hear from the New York Times, more than a month into the war in Iran, President Trump gave a primetime address to the nation on Wednesday to make the case for why he believes the conflict is necessary. Here's the first soundbite from the White House.
We're now totally independent of the Middle East, and yet we are there to help. We don't have to be there. We don't need their oil. We don't need anything they have, but we're there to help our allies. Iran's strategy was so obvious. They wanted to produce as many missiles as possible, and they did, with the longest range possible, and they had some weapons that nobody believed they had. We just learned that out. We took them out. We took them all out so that no one would really dare stop them. Our enemies are losing in America, as it has been for 5 years under my presidency, is winning, and now winning bigger than ever before.
Making America great again. Trump says the objective of Operation Epic Fury are very simple and clear. Watch this from X.
As I stated in my announcement of Operation Epic Fury, our objectives are very simple and clear. We are systematically dismantling the regime's ability to threaten America or project power outside of their borders. That means eliminating Iran's navy, which is now absolutely destroyed, hurting their air force and their missile program at levels never seen before, and annihilating their defense industrial base. We've done all of it. Their navy is gone. Their air force is gone. Their missiles are just about used up or beaten. Taken together, these actions will cripple Iran military.
Thank you, Mr. President. The president addressed American concerned about the recent rise in gas prices. This is from X.
Many Americans have been concerned to see the recent rise in gasoline prices here at home. This short-term increase has been entirely the result of the Iranian regime launching deranged terror attacks against commercial oil tankers in neighboring countries that have nothing to do with the conflict. This is yet more proof that Iran can never be trusted with nuclear weapons. They will use them, and they will use them quickly. It would lead to decades of extortion, economic pain, and instability worse than we can ever imagine. The United States has never been better prepared economically to confront this threat. You all know that we built the strongest economy in history. We're going through it right now, the strongest in history in 1 year.
Amazing. And one last soundbite from the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. He warned countries that can't get fuel and won't help deal with Iran. Watch this from X.
The countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. They must cherish it. They must grab it and cherish it. They can do it easily. We will be helpful, but they should take the lead in protecting the oil that they so desperately depend on. So to those countries that can't get fuel, many of which refuse to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, we had to do it ourselves. I have a suggestion. Number one, buy oil from the United States of America. We have plenty. We have so much. And number two, build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it. Protect it. Use it for yourselves. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done, so it should be easy. And in any event, when this conflict is over, the Strait will open up naturally. It'll just open up naturally. They're going to want to be able to sell oil because that's all they have.
Amazing. Apparently, they're amazing. Apparently, there are a couple, it sounds like European countries that won't work with us right now. And apparently, we used to work with them. We helped them out in time of need.
You can't handle the truth.
Isn't that amazing? Apparently, we helped them out in different situations because we thought they were our friend. And in time of need, they're not around. They won't help. Isn't that just like human nature? Human nature is so wicked that in time of need, they're not going to help you. They would turn on you. And they will try to hurt you because they are evil. I guess we assume that all the European nations were friends. And are they like white countries? Christian countries? They won't help. And we'll see what happens when they're in need. But thank you, Mr. President. Doesn't it make you just say thank you, Mr. President? Whether you are for or against what's happening there in Iran, you got a president that's finally It's happened to me right in front of your face. Vitally, put America first. And not afraid. He's doing it with love and not with hate. An angry person is a hateful, evil person. Very deceiving. Trust not. Don't hate him. Don't judge him. But just know an angry person cannot be trusted. Thank you, Mr. President. I really appreciate it. Let me go to Jalen out of California. Jalen, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well.
How you doing?
All is well. Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, so my question is, I know you grew up like in a Protestant kind of Southern, like Baptist, like kind of style. My question is, what are your thoughts on like traditional Christianity, praying to Mary, and like the traditions of getting baptized to get saved and take communion? What do you think about all that?
You say I grew up like in what?
In the Protestant South?
No, I grew up a Baptist.
Yeah, that's Protestant.
So what?
That's Protestant.
No, that's Baptist.
Amazing.
Oh, Derek just told me, my producer, that in my ear here, he said Baptist is Protestant, whatever that means. But, and so your question for me is what?
What do you think about all the, like, traditions and traditional Christianity, like getting baptized to get saved, you know, taking communion and all the things about that? What do you think about that?
Nothing really. What I've come to realize that they have a whole bunch of different types of religions, and that includes Allah, Uabah religion and everything. But I have come to realize that God and His Son are not involved in religion at all. Religion is set up to control you.
Isn't that a good thing, though?
It's what a good thing?
Getting control.
You like being in control?
If it's the right thing, if it's a holy thing, if it's a good thing, I want to be controlled by what is good. I want to be controlled by God.
I don't understand that.
I want to be a part of the true religion, Eastern Orthodoxy, so that my actions will be holy and I can be controlled by God.
But if God nor His Son are involved in religion at all, you're not being controlled by religion. You're being controlled by the person that's running the religion.
He's running the religion. God is.
How can He run it if He's not a part of it? He has nothing to do with it.
That's not true. He is a part of it.
Why do you say that?
Because Jesus Christ, He established a church, and that church lived all the way till now. And if you're a part of that church, the religion, and Jesus Christ is the head of it.
And what religion, what church did Jesus Christ establish? What religion did He establish?
The Eastern Orthodox religion.
No, He didn't.
Yes, He did.
Okay. If you want to believe that, you believe it. You have a right to believe what you want to believe. But what church did Christ establish?
The Eastern Orthodox Church.
No, He didn't. Where's the proof of that?
It's in the Bible.
Where?
Somewhere in there.
No, where?
I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I know He did establish the church.
You're not going to find anywhere in the Bible where Christ established the church.
Not true.
Oh, okay. Well, find it and let me know where it is.
Okay, will do. Noted.
All right, buddy.
Love you, Jesse.
You too. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Josh. How are you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Can I comment on the church assignment before I answer the biblical question?
Yes, the assignment is resist anger.
Right. And I noticed that when the anger comes up in me due to some weird situation going on in my life, I kind of push it down. And but later on, I may get heavy into the thrills. So it seems like that's just like you know, Danielle at church was saying that she just let the anger out and just couldn't control herself and watched it. It seemed like that's just a different variation of like forcing the anger down, but then getting in the thrills later to kind of compensate for the anger. That's just another version of the anger taking control of you. Even if it doesn't in the moment, it hits you later.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you say you get angry, but you force
it. I don't show it. Yeah. I just.
And what do you do with it?
And, you know, it sits in me for a while, and then I just get into some vice pretty heavy later on.
Oh, why don't you let it go, the anger?
It almost seems like I can't control it. So by let it go, you mean not call it me, right?
Right. Why don't you just, why don't you watch it? Be aware that these thoughts are trying to make you angry because it's just evil spirits in the mind.
Right.
After all this time, why don't you watch it and do nothing about it? Don't judge it. Don't judge yourself. Just be aware of it. Why are you not doing it that way? So it could be taken away from you.
I am doing that.
But you
say
you don't. You say you stuff it down and then you get into your vices.
Right, and it seems like that just happens, and I just watch it.
That doesn't happen. Right. If you're watching the anger, you're not going to get into vices.
Okay. Okay.
What does watching it mean to you?
Seeing that something is working through me, causing me to do something I don't want to do. And that it seems like I almost don't have any control over it.
But if you're aware of the thought of whatever it is, judging, want to hurt other people, or hurt yourself or whatever, if you're watching it, you can see it. That means you're not a part of it. It's only when you don't see what's going on with you that you're part, you and evil are one. But if you're watching it, you're set apart from it.
Okay. Okay. And I noticed they come at a very fast rate. And so, yeah, sometimes I catch them and sometimes I don't. But they're constantly, even unconsciously coming. So,
do you understand what it means to watch it?
I'm not sure. I mean, I do watch the thoughts coming in, but sometimes I find that I'm in them, and then afterwards I
hold it. Okay. Can you hold?
Yeah, I can hold.
Hold on a minute. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. If ever I needed you, Lord, I need you now. Couple announcements. Number one, the men's forum tonight. It is the first Thursday night of the month for men only at 7 p.m. Relax, ladies. Yours coming up the third Thursday night of the month. For ladies only at 7 p.m., but tonight for men only. And then tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very, very grown-up discussion with Apostle Tommy E. Quick. He's a senior pastor and founder of the Promised Land Christian Discipleship Center. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What did you think about the civil rights movement?
I think that it did tremendous harm to us as a people.
Yep.
It had a negative effect on our families and on the formation of our children.
Absolutely.
History shows that we were making tremendous progress
yep.
as a community prior to the civil rights movement.
How do you deal with the blacks who call you Uncle Tom?
Like Nehemiah, I'm doing a good work and I won't come down.
Amazing. Finally, a grown-up discussion. You're going to love it. Tomorrow, Friday, at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report and just before the American Anchor Baby Show. So, and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. And, on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing, huh? And don't forget to like these videos. Like, hit the like button. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Josh. Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir.
And so in your response to the assignment for this week, resist anger. Do you understand what it means to watch the thoughts? Because all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Do you understand what it means to watch the thoughts?
Yeah, I just watch the voice in my head that's constantly telling me to do things and putting random thoughts and music. It's a lot of music playing in my head too. So I just sit back and watch it. And every now and then I find myself in it and doing what it says. And then I come back out of it.
And so are you practicing keeping your mind where you, body is, knowing where you are and what you're doing at all times?
Yeah, but it seems like I fail at it a lot. But yeah, that I do.
What does that mean? I seem like I fail at it a lot.
Like I find myself doing what the thoughts tell me to do, and I realize, oh, I'm in another thought. I believe the lie thought again.
And why do you call that failure?
Because I thought that was the what we're supposed to try to not do is,
maybe it's not failure because it seems impossible to stay out of them completely, but you know, like I guess I've been tricked into like striving hard to, but I'm not really striving hard though, but. I thought the goal was to stay out of them completely.
And correct? Why do you call that failure when you find yourself in the thought? Why do you call that failure?
Oh, I see that's another lie thought trying to trick me into calling it failure to frustrate me.
And why do you call it failure?
Because a thought told me to call it failure.
And so why are you obeying that thought?
Interesting. Because I didn't see it.
You didn't see what?
I didn't see that that was a... I didn't see that that was a lie. Words are tricky. Like, you're telling me not to believe thoughts. So I'm trying to not believe thoughts. But even that's a thought to try to not believe it. So I shouldn't try to not believe it. I should just observe that.
And why aren't you doing that then? Because, I mean, why are you not doing that?
Maybe I don't understand it completely.
Understand what?
How to not believe thoughts.
So you
or
don't,
how to watch.
You or how what?
How to not watch. How to watch thoughts. It's possible I don't understand it.
I don't know what to tell you, man. You know how,
yeah.
You know how you get a thought that tells you to be worried or be jealous or be evil to others. Aren't you right. aware where you get those kind of thoughts when they come?
Yes. Yeah.
And the awareness of it is all you need to do. That's what it means to watch it. Just be aware that you're in your head, meaning that you're thinking about the past or the future, which both are
right.
illusion. They don't exist. And all you do is that if you're caught up in it because you didn't see the thoughts coming, you just bring yourself back to the present. If you have to do that 1,000 times a day until you don't have to do it that anymore, you become aware of the present, then... that's all you do. That's no more than that.
Okay.
But if you communicate with the thoughts or if you call them you or you lash out at someone, then you and the devil are one. You're evil. You're not disagreeing with the thoughts. You're agreeing with the devil because that's what evil does. Evil try to hurt you and other people. And there...
Okay.
But if you really, really stay with it, you're going to realize... that, yes, evil made a home in you, in your mind and body, but it's not in you, the real you, because you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're not your body. It's in the body, but it's not in you. if you just watch it and stay with it. And eventually, they're going to all leave you and go find a home in somebody else. Because evil lives inside of human beings. And it makes you see yourself and think of yourself in a way that's not you at all.
Right. I see that clearly. I see something's in me.
But don't communicate with it. Don't have anything to do with it. It's like, don't have anything to do with it. Just be aware of it. No communication in it, with it at all. Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I mean, it seems like I have no choice, you know, so.
It seems like you have no choice. What do you mean by that?
Like, I'm believing this thing in me and, I don't know how to put it into words, but there's a I see that and I guess I'm used to striving or putting effort into doing something, but this is like something you don't really put effort into.
The spiritual battle is nothing you can do about it but be aware of what's going on inside of you. You can't do anything about it. So what would happen if you just stop communication? If you just stop talking to thoughts, communicating with them, if you stop calling it you, if you stop reacting, what would happen to you?
Man, my mind is blank right now. It's like I hear you say this every day, and yeah, that I don't know what happened. It seems like I've never done it, even though I see you saying it, so I don't know what happened.
Repeat that, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, I don't know what would happen if I didn't believe thoughts. I've been hearing you say this for years, and I still can't seem to do it.
Why don't you do it and find out what happens?
All right, to not believe any thoughts?
At all.
I'm not sure how to do that.
Except almost.
Your practical ones. Right.
Yeah, if you need gas in your car, you know you get gas in the car. Put gas in the car. If you know you want to move to a different location, move to a different.
Okay.
Those are practical thoughts.
Right.
Because we are social beings, so we got to have those kind of things to deal with to take care of ourselves. But all other thoughts. What would happen if you just had no relationship with them at all? Zero relationship.
I don't know how to do that, man. I don't know how. There's no way to measure whether I'm doing it right. There's no way to. How will I know if I'm doing it? There's not a way to, like.
You would know when you do it, because you would know. You will live, you will have no past, no future, no worries, no doubt. No, you will love God, and you will love your enemy, you will love your neighbor as yourself, and you will have an easy life. All of a sudden, everything will just be fine. You will live in the present, and you'll be fine.
That sounds kind of like I may already be doing that. I may already be doing that, and
But you don't seem sure of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And why not?
I'm not sure.
Why not? Are you living a life of no thinking?
Maybe not, because I'm thinking about this assignment that I'm supposed to do. Am I not supposed to think about this assignment at all?
Yeah,
I just hear you out and kind of.
You remember the assignment of resisting anger, right? But
yeah.
You're not gonna live by it. You just remember the assignment. I'm not, and when the temptation comes to be angry, you're gonna let it pass because you remember the assignment. The assignment is just there to help you stay present, to remind you to stay present.
Yeah. Right. And so I see myself, if I don't, you know, act on the anger, I just see myself. Wait a minute. Let's see.
What? No.
Okay. Let me stop thinking about it. I'm just not going to, I'm thinking about it again.
Yeah, so, don't try.
Yeah, that's what.
Don't try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Just, all you need to do, Josh, is just calm down.
Okay.
And be aware of the thought, but go on with your life. And don't judge yourself or anyone. And it'll work. You'll be fine. But you gotta. And if you do get into a thought, just realize you're in a thought and become aware right now what's in front of you, what you're doing.
Okay. And I believe I'm doing that already. Okay. I'm just so used to everything in life, putting effort into things. And, you know, school and college taught me to always think real hard and try real hard and strive.
And that's the setup.
So maybe I'm just,
we've been lying.
Yeah, that's
the,
yeah.
In this, the real life, you can't put any effort at all, because if you put effort into it, you're never going to have the love, the real life.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, because I've always been a very, like, willful kind of,
We all taught
to
be that way. Yeah, by the parents, by the teachers, by the preachers and everybody. But God said to let go and let life happen for you. But anyway, Josh.
Okay.
You want to respond to the biblical question. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate?
I was going to say that's just the proof, because it's not me that's loving that. And it's that, that's the proof of it for me. It's like everything that kills me makes me feel alive. And that's a song. Have you heard that song before?
Everything that kills me made me feel alive.
Right. That's a real popular song, but, you know, everybody else interprets that as the it's good to kill yourself. It's good to seek thrills.
Amazing.
Josh,
appreciate you putting your 2 cents in. I got to run because of time. I got to run, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Michigan and talk to Aaron out of Michigan. Aaron, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well.
That's great to hear. I just had a question, maybe if some advice you could give me. It could be biblical, it could be whatever, but it's about my family, like very close family.
Okay.
It's my grandmother and my aunt. Normally, they are right there supporting me, rooting me on, helping me financially if I need it, you know, just to get me by. But now, all of a sudden, they're, like, cutting me off, not talking to me, ignoring my calls and everything. What do you think I should do about that, or do you think I should even react to that at all?
And why are you contacting them at all?
Well, originally, we had good contact. And then they just stopped contacting in general. So I started getting confused and felt like I was being avoided.
And when you asked them about it, what did they say?
They don't acknowledge it at all.
I mean,
they go to a different subject of that's something about them.
Do you still need them financially or something?
I mean, not. I don't need them financially, but I know, like, my grandmother, she's always been one to kind of help me, you know, even if it was $10, $15 here or there. I don't need it, but I know she'd always help with my kids, you know, because she loves them and wants to make sure they have a good Christmas or whatever the holiday or whatever it may be. So I don't need them, no, but I would like to have that communication we've always had.
Why?
I just don't understand why it stopped.
Why do you want that communication with someone that don't want it with you?
Well, and it just was recent. I'm not sure because it just was recent. They just don't want this communication with me all of a sudden. I think I'm just trying to figure out why, because I feel like it's due to the person that I'm with. And if that's the thing, I just want them to tell me, like, just the reason.
But if someone stopped talking to you and you asked already why and they didn't tell you, why don't you be done with it, wish them well, and just go live your life? No, that was a question.
I mean, maybe it's because I want my kids to have, like, a good relationship with them and
why?
Not so much me.
Why?
Just for the big family outcome.
Why?
That I grew up with.
Why, though?
I don't know, honestly.
But you need to know that because your problem is with you and it has nothing to do with them. Why do you want your children to have a relationship with someone you say don't even want to play with you anymore?
Probably because my kids ask about them, like, you know, where are they at? What are they doing? What's Mimi doing? You know, why are they not around? Things like that. And I don't know what to say to them.
You just say they're not around because they don't want to be around. Why not say that?
Okay. Just tell them just straightforward the truth.
But why not say that? Why not tell them that? Why haven't you been telling them that?
Well, no, I just, because before they were around, and just recently, the last few days, they haven't.
I know, but why are you telling them, well, they don't want to play with us anymore?
I mean, I can start that now since they now don't want to talk to me.
Why have you not been telling them?
Because before they were.
But now they're not. And you said you asked them why they want to be with you anymore. They won't respond. Why not just tell your children they don't want to be around us anymore?
I will. I don't know why I haven't, but I will.
No, I'm asking you, why haven't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
And why do you think your grandmama is good? You said she's good.
She's always been around more than my mother has.
But
my own mother doesn't even talk to me or was financially there for me. My grandmother's always been the one to, you know, basically take care of me.
But why do you think she's good, though? You didn't tell me that.
I mean, I think she's good because I've seen her do a lot of good things, and she's done a lot of good stuff for the family
for
my kids.
But doing good things for them doesn't mean that she's good.
I agree with that.
But why do you call her good, then?
Well, that's what I was saying, because I've seen her do good things.
Seen her do good things.
Not now.
Not
the last few days. No, not now. So now I'm looking at her differently, and that's why I called her.
No, not ever have you seen. Can you hold Aaron?
Yeah, she's just ignoring me, so that's why
I'm
not...
Can you hold?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me take a quick break. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming, and I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Just serious mess going on in this here old world. But fret not, our greatest president is working on it, on some of this stuff. And the rest of it, you have to deal with yourself. Astronauts, they successfully launched off into space, which is real, you space deniers. Shout out. They Artemis 2, the first crewed lunar mission. Crewed as in C-E-R-E-W-E-D, not necessarily crude, C-R-U-D-E. Lunar mission in over 50 years. Lunar means moon mission. They're flying around. Right now, I think they're flying around the world a couple of times just to make sure things are good, all is well. And then they're going to go to the moon, go around it, and then come on back. And the whole thing is going to take like 10 days. Nice, huh? I think it's nice. So right on. Congratulations, NASA, which does not mean to deceive, okay? Does not mean lies. Anyway, Trump addressed the nation on Iran, the war, although he did not, we're not supposed to call it a war, right? Because wars are supposed to have approval. But anyway, from Congress. But as JLP said, thank you, Mr. President, earlier this hour, we played clips from it. Trump said the core strategic objectives in Iran are near completion without providing a precise timeline, which is the prudent thing to do, not give a precise timeline. A U.S. journalist, a woman, Shelley Kittleson, was kidnapped in Iraq, and they think it was by somebody who was associated, armed men kidnapped her, but it wasn't Iraqis. I think it might have been maybe it was Iraqis, but they were Iran-affiliated terrorist-type people, maybe, allegedly, perhaps, according to Ground News. And Marjorie Greene, by the way, one of them was arrested because they kind of got away. One of them, like, they had a car overturned. Very interesting stuff, I guess. That was an award-winning journalist, by the way, Shelley Kittleson, K-I-T-T-L-E-S-O-N. Marjorie Greene, you know that woman, Marjorie Taylor Traitor Brown, because green turns brown when it's rotten grass. Anyway, she said all she heard from Trump's speech was war, war, war. And I don't know why I care, but shout out. The former queen, she has fallen. Iranian president, he left the door open to diplomacy, supposedly, in an open letter to the USA, saying, he said dumb stuff like that you guys believe, a lot of you, that Trump is, or not that Trump specifically, but the United States has no interest in Iran, that this war is all for Israel, which Trump did kind of say that, I think, in the speech, that he's doing this for our allies, and not just Israel, but all those countries that are at greater risk than the United States to Iran. What a mess. And Trump said that Iran's president has asked for a ceasefire, but the United States wants the Hormuz Strait open first. Oh, by the way, in that open letter that the Iran president sent, I forget the guy's name, and I don't really want to look it up for you at the moment. He said something like, Iran has never waged war on anybody. What? That sounds like a lie. Anyway, oil prices rise 6% and Asian stocks fell after our greatest president Trump said the U.S. will hit Iran hard and finish the job. Interesting stuff. There's mess going on in Israel. Rishon Lezion, pardon me if I'm butchering the name, R-I-S-H-O-N, Lezion, L-E-Z-I-O-N, kindergarten, took a heavy damage from an Iranian cluster munition on Saturday. This took place a few days ago. And protests erupted in the West Bank, which is over Palestine land, as Israel approved the death penalty for Palestinians convicted of murder. They don't want the death penalty for murderers. And settler violence against Palestinians is surging in the West Bank, supposedly, according to reports, Ground News, amid impunity claims. They claim they can act with impunity. So impunity for me, but not for thee, sounds like is the narrative. Interesting stuff going on in the world. I'll tell you about America next hour, but now back to the Jason Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, for those men and women who want to know themselves and overcome, it's a reminder to keep your eyes on you. Take them off everyone else and look at yourself. Stay present for you. But if you don't want it, stay in your hell. Live the life you want to live. God doesn't bother you with it. And so I'm not concerned about that at all. Zero. Whatever it is. But for those men and women around the world who want to overcome, the biblical question is for you to remind you to keep your eyes on you. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why? Tell me why. Why must I wait until tonight? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just got to run to take your children to school because you don't want to stay home and raise them. You don't love them. You need the thrill of going to work. And you just got to go. Or going to the gym or whatever. You can podcast and listen to the show as it is happening on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh,
I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
Your faith. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to go back to Aaron out of Michigan. And Aaron just saying that I had to put on hold, but because we ran out of time there, she's saying that her family, her grandma and her family don't want to play with her anymore, and she doesn't understand why. Aaron. Hey, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you said that you're wondering why they don't want to play with you anymore. They don't give you help, money, or anything. And you think it has something to do with this guy that you're with?
Yeah, we've been together like 8 years, and ever since we've been together, and every time I'm with him and things like that, they just act completely different.
So you know
they don't even acknowledge him or anything.
So you know why they're not with you then? Why they don't
want
to play?
Well, that's my assumption. They've never came out and said it.
But you know
that. They always say, well, we respect him.
You said that whenever he's around, they don't want anything to do with you, right?
I mean, basically, yeah, because, I mean, we live together, and it's like when I'm there visiting them, they're all fine, cordial, act like nothing's wrong, but whenever I come back home to my house where we live together, you know, me and him live together, they don't want to acknowledge him or the child we even had together.
So then you know why they're not, they're ignoring you then. You already know the answer.
Well, yeah, realistically, I guess they've been faking it this whole time because we've been having great communication up until just a few days ago.
Aaron, you know why they're not playing with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so why aren't you accepting that and move on with your life?
I can do that.
No, I'm asked why you're not.
I haven't just thought about it. I've just been trying. I haven't thought about doing that.
Are you working on yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Every day.
And what does that mean to work on yourself?
To always strive to be a better person every day and be a better mother every day and focus on my family.
By doing
what? And my own kids.
By doing what?
Focusing my knowledge and bettering myself wisely and knowledgeably so I can teach my kids to do better than what I was taught.
That's not going to work. So you're not working on yourself. Have you heard me say you got to forgive?
Yeah.
Your mother, your grandma, and everybody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you done that?
I mean, I've forgiven my mother, but yeah, I have to do my grandma and my aunt and stuff now. Yeah, of course.
Have you done that?
I've forgiven my grandmother. Not my grandma and my aunt, not yet, no, but I will.
And have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah.
And you told her?
Yeah, I told her.
What did you tell her?
I told her that I forgave her for everything, my childhood and how she raised me, and that I resented her and why I was angry at her, and she accepted it.
And then, why have you forgiven your grandmother and everyone then? Because you're not supposed to hold anything against anyone for any reason. Why don't you just forgive them and move on with your life?
Yeah, I'll do that today.
That's fine. Why have you done that?
Well, I haven't thought about doing it, but you bring up a good point, so I'll do that today.
And how are you doing the silent prayer?
I've looked into it. I haven't done it yet, but I've seen it on the website on how to do it. I just haven't done it yet.
And how will you get help from above if you don't be still so the help can come and help you?
I have no idea. That's where the silent prayer comes in, right?
And why are you not doing it and you know about it? Just for my sake, understanding's sake, why are you not seriously working on you so you don't feel anything about what other people say or if they want to be around you or not? Why are you not working on you?
Because I'm not choosing wisely, and I'm just doing things for everybody else around me.
And why is that?
Honestly, I have no idea, because I'm probably a people pleaser, and I need to stop doing that.
Amazing. So are you ready to be free, or you want to be enslaved?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm ready to be free.
Then you would be doing the silent prayer. You would practice, stay present. You will forgive. You won't hold anything against your family members and let them just live the life that they want to live.
Yeah, I can do that.
Don't judge them. They have a right not to want to be around your boyfriend or you or anyone. Don't judge them and go live your life.
Okay, gotcha. Understood. That makes sense.
Start working on yourself.
Gotcha.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Florida and talk to the first time caller, Gus, out of Florida. Gus, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well.
Hey, man.
I hear a car alarm or something.
Yeah, I just turned it off.
Okay.
Thank you for everything that you do, and God bless the White Hope, man. That's how I got to start everything.
The Great White Hope.
The Great White Hope, yes, sir. God bless the Great White Hope.
That's right.
So, Jesse, I got a question, man. Why do women now, when you start dating them, and if you're the first one that says, I love you, they back up, they get scared? What's going on?
Did you
What's
say
going
that?
On with that, Jesse?
Did you say that to her?
I did.
Why?
And she said already, and her whole act, I got to the point where I loved her.
Why did you have to say that to her then?
So don't say it.
No. Why did you have to say that?
Why? Because I felt it grew out of my heart to say that I loved her.
But you didn't have to tell her that.
I didn't have to, but why not? I felt it. You know, I felt it, and I felt the right moment.
You saw what happened.
Yes, sir.
Women hate.
I'm not going to lie. It's not the first time that it happened. So it's like, do I have to be a bad guy? Do I have to be rude and not nice to them? Because I buy these girls flowers, sweet talk to them. They're my, you know, princesses. You know, try to love them the traditional way. You know, I'm my background is Mexican, but I'm born in the U.S. But I still, you know, I do believe, you know, my grandparents, my parents, I believe in love. But Jesse, these girls don't have love anymore.
And you don't either.
Yes, I do. Why you say that, Jesse?
Because you're worshiping them, and women hate men who worship them.
Wow.
And you don't feel love. That love you feel is hate. That's not love. And they know that. And you're worshiping them, and they hate your weakness.
Wow, yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Exactly. Because Jesse, because it's true what you're telling me, but in my mind, it was like, I have to be nice because they're women, you know? And I've always been the person that I wear my heart on my sleeve. I do. I wear my heart on my sleeve. So if I like the women and we get along, I am easy to fall in love with them.
But that's not love.
That's not love. What do you call that? What is that, Jesse?
That's worshiping. And that's weakness. And women hate men who wish. They love and hate you for worshiping them. They love to use you and take advantage of you, but yes. They hate the fact that you're so weak. Women want men that they cannot control.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How did you become so emotional like that?
I've been like this, Jesse. I've always, you know, because my mama used to tell me, son, treat a woman like a princess, you know, never hit a woman, not even with a petal of rose. Don't swear to them. Respect them. That's why, sir.
How old
and
are you?
And I've always been like a believer in love and I guess it's what I want. You know, I want a woman that is just for me, you know? Not, you know, just for me.
How old are you, Gus?
I'm 45.
Wow. Your mother set you up. She set you...
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
How is she going to set me up? How is she set me up?
By recreating your her image. And now you have a love-hate relationship for your mother, but because of that, you make women your God, and your mother taught you to do that, and she made you weak, and now women are running all over you, and you don't love them. You take your mother is your enemy. She set you up for this. You got to forgive her for what she's done to you.
I have forgiven her. I have not spoken to her about it, but I have forgiven her.
Have you told her that you forgive her?
Have I told her? No, I've never told her. No.
And why haven't you told her? But you haven't forgiven her if you're not told her.
It's just, how am I going to tell my mom that? How can I tell my mom that, Jesse? How can I tell her that?
How will you overcome being like her if you don't tell her?
I don't know. So what's the right way to act as a man towards a woman so they love me instead of hate me?
You got to forgive your mother because you can't help but make the woman your God because your mother is your God. And until you forgive her for what she's done to you, mother, you set me up and now I'm very weak because you recreated me in your image. I'm just like you. And I realize now you can help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. Don't ask her for forgiveness. You forgive her for what she's done to you so that God can forgive you and God will make life work for you. But right now the woman is your God and you're gonna always have trouble with them because they hate you because you worship them. Your mother is your enemy. She set you up.
My mama is my enemy?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Why did your father let your mother do this to you?
My father, well, he you know, my dad, because he's all, you know, my dad, I respect my papa because ever since he's given us everything, you know, and my dad, he gets out of the house before sun comes out and comes home almost when the sun is down. So my mama is the one putting the rules and you know, my papa is working.
And so did he know, and I understand that, did he know that your mother was setting you up like this?
Why did you tell him
what she was telling you?
No, sir. I'm actually a little more closer to my mama than my papa because my papa, you know, I do love him, respect him as a man. You know, he did everything. He provided everything. But wasn't there never, you know, advice or teach me how to be a man. No, sir. He was all about work and providing.
And so you need to forgive him for not being there to protect you from your mother. And
forgive my papa, too?
Yeah, for not protecting you from your mother.
Okay.
Because he stayed at work all day because he didn't know how to deal with the evil in your mother, but he left you to her.
No, he stayed at work because he had to stay at work to provide Jesse.
Right, but you know? He stayed longer than he needed to stay. No. Because...
You think so? I don't know.
But let me tell you this, guys, and then I got to run. If you want to be free and then allow the truth to change your life, so you can deal with everybody with perfect love, you got to forgive your mother. You become like her. Your mother is your enemy. She set you up by making you worship women.
So another thing, Jesse, before you run, okay, I got you. I understand. I'm going to talk to her and forgive her and forgive my papa.
What do you understand about what I said?
I understood that I have to forgive her for setting me up on worshiping women.
Yeah, when she told you all that stuff, that was a
setup. Yeah, she said she'd never disrespect a woman, never even touch her, you know, wrong way, with a petal of rose.
That's so evil, I don't know what to say to you.
Uh-huh.
That's not love. Your mother was wrong for teaching you that.
You said that was evil?
Yes.
Evil, you say, huh?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty strong, Jesse.
That's not love. If it's not love, it's hate. There's no middle ground.
Okay. So, okay, another thing, I've heard you say you don't need to go to church to believe in God.
Right.
So it's true. You don't need to go to church to believe in God.
No, you don't.
Okay. Because I have people coming to my house and you know, you have to go to church. Inviting me even on camera, through camera. But I'm like, I've heard Jesse say that it says in the Bible that God is in within us, you know, that he is the temple. We don't need to go to church.
Your body is the temple of God.
My body.
Yeah, the only reason you go to church if you want to is to fellowship with others, you know, testify to and hear what others are dealing with, and the right counter and the preacher point you back to the kingdom of heaven inside of you. If that's not happening, then they're teaching you the wrong way. But Gus, you're not gonna know God until you forgive your mother.
Really?
Yeah.
So I first have to forgive my mama and then go to God.
Yeah, you have to forgive your mother for turning you away from your earthly father, and in return, turn you away from God. Your mother turned you away from your father and recreated you in her image. That's why you think like her, you feel like her. You worship her, and then you got to forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And then you will know God.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much, Jesse, again. Appreciate you, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time call out of Louisiana, John. John, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse Peterson. What an honor to just say hello to you, sir.
Good morning, John. Amazing.
Jesse, I'm 65 years old, born and reared down here in the bayous. I wanted to compliment you, sir, and I won't stay on long. I want to thank you for your patience, your flexibility, and most of all, your delivery. I see what you're doing and how you're approaching all of the people that listen to you, some 600,000, on Simply Thoughts. And I don't have the words, Jesse, and I don't want to blow too much wind up your skirt, but I love you. I've been following you for 3 years, and what you're doing and how you do it, Jesse, is obviously God sent. And if you have a question for me, I'll gladly answer it.
Have you dropped your anger?
Absolutely, Jesse. I am as much peace as you are, sir.
Right on.
But it took me to the age of 50. I'm 65, Jesse.
Better late than never. Right on. That's amazing.
Amen, Jesse. Amen. Thank you for what you're doing for the human race. And thank you for being so patient with you people you interview and call. I watch all of your shows, and I don't want to go on and be redundant with you, Jesse, but thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And stay with it, all right?
God bless you. I'm praying for you, Jesse. Keep it going, Big Daddy.
I will. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye. Super.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, no more thoughts, says... answer this, the biblical question.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
Because I don't know what love is, says No Mo Thoughts. Evil approves of both love and hate. What it can't take is having neither.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
And on Cash App, Kevin, very generous, tithe.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Chuck and Jivin. Over on YouTube, I got an icebox where my heart, broken heart emoji, used to be Bambi eyes pleading.
Where do broken hearts go? Amazing.
Nice. Jermaine, good morning, y'all. There was a call yesterday regarding women and the men being providers. I realized that the human race has given up the truth for a lie. God gave us a set of rules. Be fruitful and multiply. Having money has nothing to do with raising a family, but we rather the lies of men. They only use us for money to help themselves. The people have no love.
Amazing. Thank you.
Interesting. Yep. Jermaine says, Jesse.
Very interesting.
Jermaine with another coffee. Are we God's energy?
I don't know what that means.
Maybe call in, Jermaine.
Yeah, call in, Jermaine. I don't quite know what you mean by that. So you can either make it clear in your Super Chat or call in at 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Amazing.
Commander Kim on Rumble, a Rumble rant. Trump signed an executive order for tariffs in the Rose Garden of the White House on Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, a year ago, declaring April 2nd as Liberation Day. Party emoji, happy Liberation Day party.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Commander Kim.
Thank you.
Allison C., welcome JLP show member.
Thank you, Allison C. I appreciate the support.
Lalo with a question from the X live stream. If the USA got lots of oil, why are we paying $4.09 gas? I would love to be paying $4.09 gas.
Where are you paying $4.09? What the? You better be counting your blessings. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll tell you later.
Yeah.
John bought a coffee. Jesse, are you an angel?
I gotta find me an angel to fly away with me. I gotta find me an angel. You heard that song?
Yeah, of course.
You ain't a baby.
Never.
I gotta find me an angel.
Is that, can I guess?
What?
Is that Aretha?
I forgot who sang it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe. It may be her.
Maybe she covered it too.
I just remember the song when they asked about the angel thing. Thank you. Amazing.
Very nice. Cloud Bobs, new member. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Cloud Bobs. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin with a couple of super chats. JLP doesn't get it, but fasting is abstaining from desire because desire is not just an emotion, it is a burden taxing our biology. Fasting is like be still and know, also known as calm down and come out of your emotion and imagination.
Amazing. Thank you. But does it mean like food fasting?
Well, I'm not sure. Let me see. He elaborates with a second super chat.
Okay.
When you properly fast, you feel not just the cost of every breath and body motion. You also feel the direct sway of each type of emotion and imagination in real time of each specific organ. That sounds like a food fast. But he did say fasting is abstaining from desire, which doesn't sound like just strictly only food.
Because when you stand away from thoughts, you are fasting. When you stand present, you are fasting. But I do know that there's food fasting, too. So I don't know if you mean food fasting or spiritual fasting. But thank you. Make it clear, if you like, a little bit clear. Thank you.
Malt Licky says, love the show. How do you suggest dealing with the hell in the world? I work with a lot of liberals who glorify abortion, they hate religion, etc. I bite my tongue in the moment. But should I speak up and teach them or let them live in their hell?
Or first you overcome the hell inside of you. It starts with you. Everything starts with self first, nobody else. So you deal with the hell in you, you overcome the world inside of you, and you will naturally overcome the world outside of you, inside of other people. And you will see how to deal with them perfectly. The light will show you. Amazing. I wish you well.
Very nice. Lin Yen Chin says, Gus laughs as an icebreaker, a basic mouth breather way to handle the pulse of insecurity, also known as anxiety / sin. Forced laugh is overeating / sinning, he says.
Thank you. Amazing. I don't quite know what you're saying, but...
He's been sort of metaphorical.
Uh-oh.
Or literally metaphorical.
Don't be all metaphorical. Be clear. I appreciate it, though. Be clear.
I appreciate it, Lin Yen Chin. No
yeah,
diggity.
Thank you.
For Gus, laughing faces emoji scrunched laughing. Wishing you well.
From Gus?
From No Diggity for Gus.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Amazing. Let me take a break.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, y'all.
When I come back, we'll finish and you call 8887. It's amazing breaks come so fast. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. What the 888-7753-773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. The American Anchor Baby. And tonight, it is the first Thursday of the month. The men's forum at 7 p.m. tonight. Amazing, huh? And then, don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. 888-77-JESSE. And don't forget to support us. Thank you all for your support. All right? Let me go to a first-time call out of Texas. David, you are on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, David.
I just wanted to know real quick, why did you attack the LGBTQ guests that were on your show?
What do you mean attack? On which show?
Your show, The Fallen State.
Oh, what do you mean attack?
So you don't think saying to him, is he your husband or your wife, is an attack when you clearly know the other guy is a male?
Oh, the reason I remember now, because he had told me, I didn't even know the guy was gay and all that kind of stuff, but he said that he had a husband, and so I don't remember the whole detail, David, but he said he had a husband, and I know that it's impossible. That's what it is, impossible. It's impossible for a man to have a husband. You have to be a woman.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Hold on, David. Hold on.
I'm sorry. Did you not
hold
get
on.
Educated?
Hold on, David. Hold on. You have to be you have to have a wife to be a husband, and the woman has to have a man to be. So you have to have a wife to be a husband. And the woman have a husband?
Nope, you are incorrect. 2015 legalized same-sex marriage in all 50 states. Did you not be aware of that?
Yeah, I am, but that still doesn't mean that just because the law said that they can do it, and if the law said they can do it, that's fine, David. But the reality,
Mr. Jesse, that
hold
is
on,
his
hold on, David.
That, no, Mr. Jesse, Mr. Jesse, that is his
David,
husband.
David, hold on. I'm going to let you speak. Hold on, all right? Just because the law said it's fine, it still made him a male and made her a female. It doesn't change the nature of the person. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I think you speak complete nonsense.
Why is that?
Well, let's see. Almost everything you said is not of any intelligence whatsoever. In fact, I've done a little research on you.
So, David, does the law change the nature of a person is what I want. Amazing. Let me.
I think he hung up.
He gone. Huh? Let me go to Washington, D.C. and talk to Thaddeus out of Washington, D.C. Thaddeus, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Thaddeus.
How's it going?
All is well.
Is my audio good?
No, something wrong.
Let me get that straight.
Hold on, Thaddeus.
How am I sounding now?
Loud and stuff. Hold on. Jared, help Thaddeus. And then let me know Thaddeus, and I'll come back to him. Let me go to Mimi out of California. I see here.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Mimi.
How are you?
All is well. How are you?
That's wonderful. I'm good. I am good. I'm still out here in beautiful L.A.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Balancing. It's a balancing act. I will be making that phone call today. I know I was going to call in earlier, but life be life in, Jesse.
Repeat that.
Oh, it's just a saying. Life be... Sorry. She black. It's not important. Oh, my gosh. Jesse Lee Peterson.
But go ahead.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Why do you love whom you hate?
So, without going into too much private detail, there's only two people that I ever felt like I hated in my life, and both of those people were very controlling, and at some point, there was a part of me that, this is going to sound crazy, but there was a part of me that wished I had the same power and control that they had over me. So, maybe I wanted to get my own agency back, or maybe I just wanted to be like them. Because they had, it seemed like they had so much power and control that there was a, at first, that wasn't the concern. But at some point, I started to want that power and control. And what's interesting is that after wanting it, it seems like I have less power and control over my own life, wanting to be like them, than I did before.
And so your response to the biblical question of, why do you love whom you hate is what?
Because at some point I wanted to be like them. Maybe that's the effect, and maybe that's not the answer.
So so you love whom you hate because you wanted to be like them?
It didn't start out that way, but it ended that way. So I guess maybe what made me start hating them is because of how violent they were and how they were doing things that they didn't have to do. Like, you know how when somebody forces you to do something, at some point you look at the scenario and you say, well, you didn't necessarily have to force me to do it. I was going to do it anyway.
Interesting.
I want to respond, but
I can't.
Okay.
Until Sunday.
Okay. Well, I'm very, very interested in this answer because you talk about this and make reference to this quite a bit. And just like you were talking to Josh this morning, there was some like real gems to the conversation. And because we go over it and we go over it, like Josh has been to fellowship and he's, you know, called in many times. And there are some of us that are, you know, working on ourselves, but that there is some basics that we just are kind of still trying to connect to. I can't speak for Josh, but I can speak for myself. In your conversation with him, I just connected to some things that I feel like I was going around the mulberry bush with. And for this question, this particular biblical question, that's the part I've always been so enamored by, because it feels like it was my hatred of these two particular people that caused me to go further and further into hell. So I am very interested in the answer.
And so when you, those two people that you hated, did you love them too?
I want to say no, unequivocally no. But for whatever reason, I had to have done something because they're so connected to my life. Like even years and years later, I'm still like navigating life, thinking about them in the background all the time.
Really? And why do you think about them at all?
I'm sorry?
Why are you thinking about them all the time?
Because I feel as though they shaped who I became or who I am now. I feel like there was an unequivocal, like, I couldn't shake who I became after being around them. And if I'm being completely honest, Jesse, you know how you say, like, you've hated your mother and that's, you know, what caused you, well, you were traumatized and then you, your anger is what caused you to go into hell.
Yes.
Like, I could be totally wrong. I probably am. But I don't think that I hated my mom in the sense that I used to look at her and just be like, you know, not feel anything for her, not apologetic or anything, but I used to look at her and be like, oh God, yeah, I could see the anger in her even as a young girl, because she passed away when I was a little girl. But it was this other person that I got with after she passed away, where I became, when I went into a real relationship at a really young age that I really had no business being in, but nonetheless, it was when I started to hate him that I feel like I went straight into hell. And maybe it was because of my age, like maybe because I was still kind of operating under God's innocence. But it was that relationship that caused me to just, for everything to go wonky. I mean, I was in hell afterwards. I would say things that I didn't even recognize who I was anymore. It was that relationship.
But
so,
I'm sure that trauma, I'm sure, I know it added to your life, but you were already traumatized by your mother. That's why you became like her.
And that's what you have said before, and that's what I'm still trying to wrap my mind around, because, again, she's not here, but I felt really disconnected from how she was. She was extremely angry and extremely violent, and I get it. Like, I don't feel anything about it anymore, but it just didn't make any sense.
But
like,
you were not disconnected. You were disconnected from love, but you're connected to the hatred that was in your mother, and it became you. So that's what disconnected you.
But Jesse, I will say this. It doesn't feel like I was, it didn't feel like I was not loving. I feel like I was a very loving child. I feel like I was a very loving young adult.
What do you mean by that?
So that's not true?
No. You are not loving.
So, Jesse, this is where it makes sense for a lot of other people, and this is where I kind of feel disconnected from.
Yeah.
And not to the point where I'm, you know, making things up in my head or letting my thoughts lie to me.
Right.
But at the same time, this is where I'm able to see that it is not connecting for me. So, here I am.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I am.
Okay. Well, stay with that.
And, you know, it's funny. I really had to stop doing it the way I was doing it because I feel like I was wanting something from it, and there was so much stress to it that it added an extra layer of thought that I had to disconnect from. So when this morning when you were talking to Josh from Georgia, it made a lot of sense when you said something to the – he started to say something about doing the silent prayer and the thoughts, and it just – oh, doing it wrong or failing. And I was like, I had to disconnect from that because I even had that thought too, that like I'm failing at this or I'm not doing this right. I had to let go of all of that and just relax. And so, yeah.
And who told you that you were failing at it?
My thoughts, because I think that that's one of the reasons why I can tend to have some really challenges in life, because I'm always thinking about how something is supposed to turn out. And that's why I struggle with work. That's why I struggle with my relationships. I struggle because I feel like in my head, I have an idea of what things are supposed to look like. And if they don't start looking like that, or if they don't go in that direction, I panic and I want to throw the whole baby away, like the whole baby.
And so do you realize now that it was the dark, evil spirits, the wickedness telling you that?
Yeah, I do. In that sense that, like, I know that it's something that's controlling me. But, you know, it sounds funny to say, why would evil thoughts want to paint pictures of perfection? Like, what's the point?
But I don't know what you mean by that, but... Do you realize when you were doing the silent prayer that the voice you heard that it's not working, I'm doing it the wrong way, I'm this and that, that was the evil spirit pretending to be you speaking through you? Because it wanted you to stop, and it wanted you, because the dark evil spirits have fear that human beings may find God. And if they find God, if the human being find God, then they're going to have to leave you and go somewhere else, make a home in somewhere else or wherever they go. But they don't want to leave you. So every emotion, every thought, every idea you have is that of evil spirits that is fighting to stay in you. So they're going to tell you, it's taking too long. It's too hard. Where is God? Why is God so difficult to find? And it's going to tell you all kinds of things. And that is the voice of the evil, the voice of the devil, dark spirits.
Okay. Yeah. So am I safe to say that I've never been with God? I've never walked with God?
Are you able to say that?
I am asking that question.
What, that you never walked with God?
Yeah, like, have I ever walked with God?
The real you is already with God. It's just that you've deviated away from the light and you can't see because you got off that straight and narrow road. And you've gone over into darkness, and you just can't see. That's why when you come back to the present, here and now, kingdom of heaven, then you're going to be walking with God. It's just that you deviated. You got off on the wrong essence. When you go into your mind,
I got off
like
on
that,
the wrong exit.
When you go into your mind, like that you get off the road, or you take the exit, and now you're into the darkness. But when you come back to present, you and God are one. The real you, God, is with you. God is with you. But, and the demons that made a home in you, they're in your mind and in your body, but they're not in you.
So this is not something that I have within my own power to do. Because I think, like I referenced to the beginning of this conversation, I think power and control is a big thing for me. Because it feels like I lost my ability to make my own decisions a long time ago, which is crazy because it's not even happening right now.
You have never made your own decision in your whole life.
Well,
and you never will.
You tell that to a young person, and they feel like they are. Right. I know I'm not a young person anymore, but
all young people think that they're in control. That's because they have an ego, so let them have their ego while they're young. But as they get older, right. they're going to see it overcome, hopefully. But you have never made a decision, and you never will. Either evil, which is home, and you make decisions through you, and once you overcome that, good make decisions through you. You're not in control of anything.
So if that's the case, looking back at things, are you supposed to feel sorry for everything that you've done?
You should feel sorry for nothing you've done. Because you okay. have never done anything.
Ah. Okay. Well, that's not necessarily very clear, Jesse.
Don't try to make yourself understand it. You realize okay. that you don't understand it because the mind cannot understand truth at all. It has no relationship okay. with truth at all. And just realize you don't understand it, but don't try to make yourself understand it, and then understanding will be made clear for you and to you.
Well, what's so funny is that as soon as you said that, I got like this feeling in the pit of my stomach like I was going to throw up. And so you're right. The mind is always constantly trying to understand it, and it doesn't even like to be told that it can't understand something. The mind is like, who do you think you're talking to?
Right. Because the mind the mind doesn't even want a relationship with God. The mind is the devil, and this doesn't even know that it's the devil. It's so lost.
Oh, wow. That is deep. Okay.
Human beings don't know that they're the devil. They think they're right.
Right. And then, like you said, just to make that distinction that you just made, it's not even them. Like, literally, the feeling that I got in the pit of my stomach when you said that, I didn't want to have that.
Right.
So it's interesting that happened.
Even as we are speaking right now, evil hate the fact that you and I are having an honest conversation about truth because it's tremble at that. That's why your heart fluttered like that or whatever you felt. That's not you. That's evil in you. It doesn't want you to know that your mind cannot understand the things of God because it's not your mind. It's mine. And that's why God said that he will renew your mind and give you his mind. Eva doesn't want you to have this kind of conversation. Right now, it's having a hard time inside of you right now.
Right. That is so kind of cool to be able to separate that and understand it like that. That's pretty cool.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and you're going to know the truth. You're not going to have faith in the truth. You're going to know the truth. You will know God.
Okay, Jesse.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, pretty amazing. And one of these days, I'm going to get back to fellowship one of these days.
You're still working every Sunday, huh?
I am. But I feel some light coming through soon.
Right on. Good to hear from you. I got to take a break.
Always a pleasure, Jesse. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And get Punchy's Coffee.
all kinds of mess going on in this year old world, including in America. The Democrat National Convention, the DNC, and top Democrat lawmate leaders are suing Trump over his just mail-in voting executive order, ending this rampant, unchecked mail-in voting shenanigans. United States Appeals Court halts nationwide rulings that were rejecting Trump's immigration detention policy. That sounds maybe nice. In a 2-1 decision, March 25th, the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit upheld the government's interpretation, Trump's interpretation, of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, mandating detention without bond hearings for arrested non-citizens, these illegals. For nearly 30 years, authorities applied the IIRIRAS mandatory detention provision only to border arrivals, but the administration's broader application is now endorsed by the Fifth and Eighth Circuits across 10 states. Nice. So that's a little update. That sounds pretty like a good development. And the so-called Supreme Court justices do appear skeptical, some of them. Dumb justices, as Trump said. Don't say dumb too much, kids. Over Trump's changes to U.S. so-called birthright citizenship rules. And Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson, she raised, according to Ground News and others, right-wingers, some crazy hypothetical scenario involving Japan and wallet theft during the citizenship hearing. I guess she said that if I travel to Japan and some Japanese guy steals my wallet, the Japanese law will come in and prosecute the wallet thief and help me. So I have like a local loyalty to them. So maybe even a foreigner tourist who comes in here has some local allegiance while he's here. So he or she can, or so that his wife or the woman can have a baby here and be a so-called citizen. Degenerate Ketanji Jackson. What a joke. Thanks a lot, Joe Biden, our second greatest president. There is a highly respected constitutional originalist, a libertarian type of a guy, older guy, who just sided with Trump on birthright citizenship. Randy E. Barnett, I believe, is the man, one of the most influential originalists of all time, according to this guy, Eric W., wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal explaining that Trump is right about birthright citizenship. One of the leading libertarian law professors. Originalists agree on this issue. They don't want to, but it's going to complicate things because right now, just as a standard practice, all these hospitals or whatever are just handing out birth certificates to anybody who's born in this country. Ridiculous, huh? With this, probably the rare exception of diplomats who are here. Anyway, a Texas judge has rejected the push to let churches make political endorsements. And another little thing, the CDC has paused dozens of types of lab testing during evaluation and in the wake of downsizing, which may be an issue for getting things approved, these newfangled medicines and things. And there is some crime going on in the world, in America. A former New York prison guard was found guilty of manslaughter in an inmate's fatal beating. Apparently he beat him and the guy died. Presumably a guy who died. What a mess. And a man was convicted of manslaughter, but not murder, in the shooting of a New York Police Department officer. What? How did he not get convicted of murder? There are sometimes ways. Crazy, huh? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. The lines are full, y'all. You can call in every so often if you haven't already gotten on air once. One call per person per day, per show, okay? You can call to Hake or Anchor Baby. We'll be live after this. Catch Punchy TV. It was a great episode yesterday on the space stuff, which is real. Or is it? I'm James Hake, JLP Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast and still hear the show, no matter where you are, the gym, no matter what, walking, running, whatever. You can still be listening to the show on your phone as it is happening. And then you podcast, you hear it again. But you can listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
And I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. The great white hope spoke at Easter luncheon on April 1, on the 1st. And it was interesting. This is from Grok. At a White House Easter luncheon on April 1, 2025, President Trump referenced Jesus entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday as a king welcomed by crowds. So Jesus entered as a king welcomed by a crowd, then joked, "They call me king now. Can you believe it?" Watch this from X.
On Palm Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem as crowds welcomed him with praise, honoring him as king. They call me king now. Do you believe it? No king. I'm such a king, I can't get a ballroom approved. Pretty amazing, right? I'm a king. If I was a king, we'd be doing a lot more. I'm doing a lot, but I could be doing a lot more if I was a king.
That's true. And they call him king. And they have rallies honoring the king. And they are passionate about honoring the king. See, Donald Trump didn't call himself a king. They call him a king. Just like Christ didn't call himself God, they call him God. He never said he was God. Christ never said it. But the people call him God. Amazing, huh? And they and the haters of Trump would say, well, Trump called himself a king. No, he didn't. He even said, if I were king, I'll have him probably get a ballroom built. If I were king, I'm doing a lot, but if I were king, I could do even more. They call him king, and watch when they write the history books, the enemies of the Great White Hope, they're going to say that he called himself a king. He never said that. Just like they say, Christ called himself king. I mean, God. And nowhere in the Bible that Christ said he was God. Isn't that amazing? But the people convinced that Christ said it, even though he didn't say it. Just like the enemies gonna be convinced that Trump said he was king, and Trump never said it. Same thing. There are people think that they worship Mother Mary, the mother of Christ, and he ain't never talking about a worship Mary. What the? But they do because somebody else told them to worship Mary, Mama Mary. She was a nice lady. Apparently, she was a virgin. That's cool. But she wasn't created to be worshipped. Only God is worship. The true God is worship. But the people make gods out of human beings. And they even call Christ's mama their mama. They call her Mama Mary. I'm like, what the? Amazing. That was funny with the Great White Hope. And remember, folks, he never called himself a king. He said they call him king, and that's true. Also at the event, spiritual advisor, quote unquote, well, I'm doing it, quote unquote, Paula White told Donald Trump that he had been betrayed, arrested, and falsely accused, just like Jesus. Why is this a mess?
And I just wanted to share this thought and pray over President Trump. Jesus taught us so many lessons through his death, burial, and resurrection. He showed us great leadership. Great transformation requires great sacrifice. And Mr. President, no one has paid the price like you have paid the price. It almost cost you your life. You were betrayed and arrested and falsely accused. It's a familiar pattern that our Lord and Savior showed us. But it didn't end there for him, and it didn't end there for you. God always had a plan. On the third day, he rose, and because he rose, we all know that we can rise. And sir, because of his resurrection, you rose up. Because he was victorious, you were victorious. And I believe that the Lord said to tell you this, because of his victory, you will be victorious in all you put your hand to.
The Lord ain't tell you to tell him that. The Lord would have told him that himself. What the? The Lord, and she's right, though. The president been shot at. They tried to jail him, and people turned against him. But the Lord didn't tell her, Lord, sit down, Paula. The Lord did not tell you to tell the Great White Hope that. That's for sure. So, this coming Sunday is Easter Sunday. It's Easter Sunday, this Sunday. And according to CBS News, Christians across Africa and the Middle East are living in fear this Easter, bracing for violence against their homes, businesses, and places of worship. Isn't that amazing? The vice president of Voice of the Martyr, a nonprofit that serves persecuted Christians, explained why. Watch this from CBS News.
Joining us with more is VOM Vice President and radio host Todd Nettleton. Todd, Easter week is always a tough time for Christians, especially in Islamic countries. Why?
Well, you know, if you want to make a statement about how much you don't like Christians, what better time to do it than when they are celebrating the resurrection of Christ? You know, we typically see this in the Christmas season. We see it again in the Easter season.
Amazing. The situation in Nigeria is bad, too, according to a report. On Palm Sunday in Nigeria, Islamic gunmen launched a brutal nighttime assault on a Christian neighborhood. Watch this from CBS News.
Christians in Africa and the Middle East are on edge this Easter week, fearing attacks against their homes, businesses, and churches. On Palm Sunday in Nigeria, Islamist gunmen carried out a deadly nighttime attack against villagers in Agwan Rukuba, a Christian neighborhood in the city of Jos. At least 12 people were killed. However, I know VOM and other groups report at least 30,000, maybe 55,000 or more Christians have died at the hands of various Islamist groups like Boko Haram during the past 10 years.
Well, I don't know about the word genocide, but it is clear that Christians are being targeted. And our contacts in Nigeria say even in the attack in Jos over the weekend, the gunmen were shouting Allahu Akbar as they were firing on the Christians. So that is not just criminal activity. That is clearly has a religious motivation. The fact that it took place in what I'm told is a 100% Christian area of the city is also a sign of Christians being targeted. And the Nigerian government, they always say the right things, like we want to put a stop to this. We want to provide security for all Nigerians. But then there's another attack and another one after that and another one after that.
Just think about that. See how evil human nature is? They hate you because you don't want to be like them, whether Allahu Akbar or Christian or Jewish or whatever. People hate you for that. That's because the heart is wicked. Where's the love? Human beings have a right to be a Christian or Allahu Akbar or Jewish or Mormon or whatever, and you have no right to be angry at them about it. God's not mad at them about it. He let them live the life they want. Why don't you do the same? Where's the love in being mad at someone because they disagree with you? Or being mad at somebody because they love anger? Or they want to be free? Or they want to be no religion at all? Or a religion? Or they want to worship Mother Mary? Or they want to call Jesus God? Let them do it. That's what they want. Leave people in their misery, and then those who overcome, leave them in their overcoming. And you neither be for or against it, and just live your life. If you notice, the Spirit of Truth let you live. Whatever He gave you this life, you can do whatever you want with it. You can live in your misery and celebrate it, or you can be free from it. They're, according to this report, they're killing people. The Allahu Akbar people are killing people because of their religion. Are you that unhappy with your religion? That's evil. The first commandment and the greatest is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, and to love one another. That's the key into getting into the kingdom of heaven within right now here on earth. Drop it and love. We got to love one another, pray for one another, meaning wish them well. And apparently that area, that nature is 100% Christian nation, so I'm told. Josh, whatever, 100% Christian nation. And lead over the Lord. Let it be a Christian nation. You stay over your corner in the Allahu Akbar land. Why you got to kill him? Why are you mad? Anger is evil. Anger is evil. My producer telling me that JOS, a Christian dominated city is being attacked by Muslim because the Muslim want to make a statement. Where you get that from? According to the report. Isn't that amazing? You need a brand new heart, folks. Heart of love, not a heart of hate. Other regions of concern as well, Syria, North Iraq, India, and Sri Lanka are also identified as areas where Christians remain on high alert. Watch this.
And in one Syrian town, churches canceled Easter services after Christians came under attack by Muslim mobs there.
Well, you mentioned Syria, that they have already said they are going to tone down Easter celebrations. That has also been said in northern Iraq, obviously next door neighbor to Iran. They have said Christians there were going to tone down the Easter celebrations. I also think of India. There was an attack on an Easter prayer meeting last year in India. That is certainly a country we will be watching this weekend.
Amazing. And the same spirit that is causing these people to attack the Christians, according to this story, it's the same spirit that caused you to have fear, jealousy, envy, strife, revenge, loneliness, stress, and whatever else you're into. It's the same spirit, no different. It's the same evil spirit that made a home in the hearts and mind of these people. They have no love. It's hard to find love in the world today because emotions have been pushed as norm. Anger have been pushed as, oh, just a human nature. I'm human. I got to have anger. This is what happens when you have anger. It's the same spirit that caused mothers not to love their children and abortion people to kill the baby in the womb and then the people who are against abortion to fight the abortion people who kill the baby. You have no right to fight anyone because they want to kill their baby in the womb. That's between the father and the mother. You don't see God stopping it. One last thing about this, despite intense persecution, a group of young Christians is restricted. Despite the intense persecution, hold on, I gotta turn my light back on. A group of young Christians in restricted Asian nation has committed to spreading their faith. Watch this from CBS.
You recently visited some restricted nations in Asia. What can you tell us about persecution there? Is it getting worse? Do you have any stories to share?
Well, one of the most encouraging stories we heard was from a group of young people, and they are 19, 20, 21 years old, and they are in a program where they have committed to share Christ with five people every single day. And they were telling us about this program, and I said, well, so how long is the program? Is it like 1 year? Is it 2 years? Is it 5 years? And one of the young ladies looked at me, and she said, until we die. And I thought, boy, what an amazing commitment to share Christ. And they're being trained. They have accountability every week to say, hey, how did you do? How did it go this week? And they are now leaving their home country and going into some of the surrounding countries with that same commitment. We're going to share Christ with five people a day.
Amazing. What a mess, huh? Now do you believe me when I say that anger is evil? Reaction is evil? Emotions are evil? Those are not good emotions. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose mind are steadfast because they trust and you and God. And God only. What a mess. Let me try Thaddeus again out of Washington, D.C. Thaddeus, let's try it again.
Good morning, Jesse.
That is much better. Good morning.
Good to hear. Well, we initially spoke in December of 2023, and I'm calling back with the same issue. I was I'm married to a woman who has a son named King, and the whole situation is just a big old mess. And you had given me some advice that I should probably, for one, stop arguing with the woman, you know, lay my weapons down. And also, I should get out of this woman's house because she had this. First of all, we black. So
black.
She got one of those. Yeah, so she has one of those free government houses that they love to give out to the blacks out here in D.C. And it causes a power shift because it's just, she's very controlling with this. And now I'm in a situation where I am working, so I'm able to keep myself afloat. But I'm homeless now. She kicked me out into the streets, and I just don't know I'm at a loss for words. I'm at my wits about this whole thing, man. And I should have listened to you in the first place when you said I should leave this woman. And here I am suffering the effing consequences of this stuff, man. This is very overwhelming. It's very, very overwhelming. And now I'm in a process because I'm black. So now I'm in the process of getting a free government apartment, too, just to get myself going, because it's hard out here these days.
It's hard on a black man in America.
It's hard out here for a pimp, man.
Oh, what a mess.
She's a foreigner, so she has a green card, and she's here using the system, man. They're bringing their family members over here. They're from Jamaica. They're bringing their family over here, and they just, I'm trying to control myself because I really want to speak freely, but I know I'm on air.
Right.
Oh boy, it's a lot. It's a mess.
And so your question for me is what?
Why? The biblical question, like, kind of ties into what I'm even dealing with, because you said, why do you love what you hate? And I really, really hate this woman. How do I get this hate out of me?
And why do you hate her?
I don't have that answer. I don't have that answer.
And how do you know you hate her?
Again, I don't have that answer. Maybe I'm just using a word that I'm familiar with using. Maybe I hate myself. I don't know. I don't even know who I am.
And so why don't you forget about her and just work on you to discover who you are? Because that's the problem. The woman is not your problem. The problem is that it's you. You're not working on yourself to overcome.
Well, I grew up, you know, I thought I was doing the right thing. I grew up without, in the hood, no dad, all that stuff. So I thought I was doing the right thing and I remember you said something about men are meant to endure. So I honestly convinced myself that I was doing the right thing by enduring this woman in order to be here and take care of my children.
No, you're not supposed to endure somebody else's problem. You're supposed to endure overcoming evil.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be working on yourself to overcome evil and endure that. Why you not? You heard me say work on yourself. Why have you done that?
I've done it, and then I stopped doing it, and then I do it, and then I stopped doing it.
Why?
I do the silent prayer daily, but sometimes I get sleepy from smoking the weed, and then I go to sleep. I don't know what I should be doing. I don't know what I should be doing, to be honest.
I told you what to do, to work on you.
Blindly walking out here.
To what now?
I feel like I'm just walking blindly.
But that's not going to change until you take your eyes off her and everyone else and just work on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're resenting this woman?
Closed. We just say sidewalk closed.
Yeah.
I might have
one. Hold on, Thaddeus. Yeah, let me know when he's ready. Hold on, Thaddeus. Oh, it sounds like he's in another noisy place out there. Let me go to Richard, a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Richard, you are on the air.
Morning. Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Richard.
Long-time watcher, first-time caller. My wife wanted to let you know she's a big fan, too.
Oh, first-time caller,
I just had a question,
Richard, yeah.
And actually, I was waiting online. You answered one of my questions. Well, what should I do to eliminate the anger I have, such as road rage and things of that nature? And just like I said, I wanted to thank you and ask you that question. How can I deal with the anger that I have?
You got to forgive your mother.
That makes sense, Jesse. My father died when I was 13. He died on my 13th birthday. I was raised by my mother, and I am a little angry. She was a very timid woman and didn't teach me the lessons that I needed to learn about really how evil the world can be. And I was very naive, and I kind of resent her for that.
And did your wife tell you you need to forgive your mother?
Yes, I have. As I got older and realized that that there is evil and that I was naive, I have learned to forgive her for that. She's passed away. She has since passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And so forgive your mother for recreating you in her image. And if you forgive her, God will forgive you. And he will take anger away from you, because anger is the spirit that's in your mind and your body, but it's not in you. And you have identified with anger and rage and all that, and thinking that is you.
Yeah, you know what? My weaknesses with anger is I feel that I need to be angry to protect myself and my family from the evils of the world. And I know that's not really a good way to think. Just in the last hour of listening to you, I've learned so much already. And again, Jesse, thank you so much for all that you do. You have a lot of huge fans. And as soon as I get off here, I'm going to buy some of your coffee.
Parchee's coffee is delicious. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I haven't joined yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
Since hearing that, I have been doing a silent prayer myself every morning and every night just because of that, but I will join.
Yeah, do the silent prayer, but you got to forgive your mother and your father for not being there to protect you from your mother, and then God will forgive you. And just when those thoughts come about anger or anything like that, just watch it, but don't call it you, and you'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse. You're such a smart and wise man. I'll leave it there, and I'll continue to watch. Thank you again, Jesse.
All right, Richard. Amazing. 888-7753. Let me go back to Thaddeus real fast. They say he's ready now. Hey, Thaddeus.
How's it going?
So your question for me is what?
You were in the middle of saying
oh,
work on myself and all things like that. And
but you need to move on away from that. Do you have children with her?
Yeah.
How many?
Three girls.
How old are they?
Oldest is 7, 5, and 3.
You got to let it all go and work on you and let the truth guide you, and everything will be fine.
I don't know. Okay. It sounds easy. Sounds very easy.
Why do you think it's not easy?
Sometimes I let the thoughts win, man.
Yeah.
I let the thoughts win.
And why?
And I do know better. I do know better. When it comes down to it, I do know better. But at this end of the day, I get, the loneliness kicks in and the thoughts start to tell you to do things to cure whatever ailment you're probably not even going through, but to convince yourself you're going through, and just a big old mess, man. I had the conversation with my mama, the forgiveness thing, and I'm not going to lie, the first time I had the conversation with her, it wasn't genuine. It was just, I heard you say it, and I'm like, hey, Mom, I forgive you. And then I was expecting some miraculous change, and after maybe a few months or so, I had to sit back and smoke on it and really understood what that really even means. And
hold on, Thaddeus. I'm sorry. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pews.net. Back in a quick moment.
Observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the?
If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. What a mess! A spiritual battle. You are possessed, folks. Every human being on the planet. And it's making you miserable. It's making you miserable. It's making you want to hurt yourself and others. It's making you want to just miserable. Stress and want to kill yourself, and a whole lot of people are killing themselves now, committing suicide. For what I do, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will do, for what I will to do, that I do not practice. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. What the? Romans 7:15. You're possessed. Something else is controlling you in your mind and in your emotions. And it has nothing to do with God. It's in your body, but it's not in you. It's in your mind, but it's not in you. It doesn't have to be that way. You can overcome. And the only reason you're not overcoming, you want to be that way. You want to stay in your misery. That's the only reason you're not overcoming. You love it. You want to be that way. Because evil has no power, no authority, or nothing. And yet, you do what it tells you to do. You invited it. It knocked on your door and said, could I come in? And you said, yes, come on in. It's my house and I live here. It's my house and I live here. There's a welcome mat at the door. And if you come on in, you're going to get much more. Ooh, you love it. That's the only way you're in it. If you didn't love it, you would throw evil out of your house, out of your mind and your body. It has no power. And yet, you let it rule over you. You let a loser control you. Think about that. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up. At 9 a.m., right after the JLP show here, thehakereport.com. And after the Hake Report at 11, the American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, from 11 to 1. And the Men's Forum tonight at 7 p.m., it is the first Thursday of the month. At 7 p.m. All right, and like the videos. Thank you for your support. Let me try Thaddeus again one more time, and then we'll move on. Thaddeus.
Well, that monologue kind of just summed it up perfectly, man. I appreciate that.
Right on. But that is you. If you really want to be free, you got to overcome the world that's inside your mind.
Yeah.
And then and then outside, you will overcome that too.
Yeah.
But you can't
yeah.
be mad at that woman about anything because
yeah.
She was screwed up when you met her, and you were screwed up when she met you, and two devils fighting.
Yeah, I let my pride and my ego tell me I can change this woman, and that was a bad mistake right there.
Absolutely. You can't even change yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. One last question, man, before I get out of here. I recall you saying when you're talking to yourself, talking to the devil. Can you explain that?
You know, when you're talking about that woman in your head, oh, I can't believe she did this to me. I'll try to be the best I can, and blah, blah. You're talking to the devil. Or when you're telling yourself, I'm in such a bad condition right now, I'm in such a bad shape, and blah, blah, blah. You're talking to the devil. Stop all communication with thoughts.
Bam. Golly. It's like it's all I know, man. It's a cycle I got to break out of.
Yes.
Oh, man.
How old are you now?
35. Section 8, baby.
Oh, a mess. Well, you can overcome it. You just got to get serious about overcoming. You're not serious about it.
Yeah, I have to agree, man. I have to agree.
And don't be mad at that woman. Be glad she put you out. Now you can focus on you.
Yeah. But, like I said, man, it's not no excuse or anything, but just, you know, growing up without a dad, I don't know how to not be the, I don't want to be that same. Before I even continue, I was having a conversation with my mom about this, and she said, I used to be the same way to your father, and that's like why he left my ASS.
I know every woman you get involved with is your mama.
Yep.
And so you forgave her, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, now get you a place. You say you're about to get a Section 8 house?
Yeah.
Okay, get you a place, find yourself a job, and just leave that woman alone. Don't be calling her or anything, and work on you.
You know, I send my mom some of your clips sometimes, and she'll agree with most of it, but then she'll go off on her, that woman stuff. I'm like, well, he's wrong because God is actually a woman. And I'm like, I checked out, Mom.
Well, forgive her. She knows not what she
did. Yeah.
I'm going to have to rub her. Let me know how it goes.
Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy.
Next time.
Okay. Bye. Let me go to David out of Oklahoma. David, you are on the air.
Fantastic, sir. How are you?
All is well.
All is well, sir. Yeah. So I've been listening to the two previous callers, and mine's a little bit more technical, I think. I'm not sure. You know, everybody probably thinks that way. But so my ex-wife, I had three kids with her. I've called you a few times. And my youngest is 16, still lives with her. She is promoting him to live a gay life. The last time you and I spoke, you said, you know, because of court and everything, to go ahead and separate myself from that. Because all I was doing is draining my finances to try to fight to see him. So I've been doing, silent prayer several times a day now. I'm a foreman, electrical foreman on a job site, and I just kind of step away and sit in silence and pray. And what has come to the surface in my life is I do have a hatred for her. she has ripped my kids away from me. She torments me. She calls animal control. Animal control came out last week. I ended up finding out it was her. She's an evil woman, Jesse, and I have such a hard time when she pops up, and she does semi-regularly. She'll send emails to my wife from different accounts saying things, my current wife, and she just torments me. and I don't know how to handle it at times. This woman has slashed my tires. I'm a musician. She has broke my guitars. I collect autographs. She's ripped up my autographs. She's just an evil person. That is insane, in my opinion. And I don't know how to break that feeling. All I know to do is to keep praying. But this has hit a very deep hole inside me that I didn't realize that it was there. It was like the elephant in the room. So do you have any advice or direction for me?
What do you mean she keep popping up?
What she does is she will send a message through my kids that threatening me and my wife's relationship. She will abuse my kids just to affect me. She takes it out on the kids if I don't respond, which I don't. We've been divorced since 2011, Jesse, and she still does this to me.
And how do you know she's doing that to the children?
Because they send me screenshots of conversations.
Why don't you show those to the police and have her arrested?
Okay, so this is a good one. Okay, so in Oklahoma, I've shown them several times. There's police reports on it. And I tried bringing those up in court during that big fiasco. And there's nothing there's no consequences for her. And I don't understand why that is happening, for one. And for two, I don't know how to let this go, because it's like an attack. It's an attack. Respond to that?
So let me just ask. So in Oklahoma, you can't file charges of harassment and all that kind of stuff?
They have gone to her several times over the years and gave her verbal threats. And what she'll do is she'll sit idle for 3 or 4 months, and then she'll do it again, and we start the process all over.
And why don't they?
So it's not like it's weekly.
Why don't they put her in jail?
I agree.
No, that was the question.
I'm with you on that. I've asked that question.
What did they say?
And they said this is a civil matter, and if there's no threats of life being done here, that there's not a lot they can do.
But when she slashed your tires and stuff like that,
after we got divorced in 2011. That hasn't happened in a while.
So the only thing she's doing now is what?
Is sending messages to the kids, sending emails to my wife, calling animal control on me.
But does she live by you, near you or something?
No, she doesn't. She lives an hour north of me.
So when have you shown the Child Protective Service those emails that your children send you?
I have, and they've gone out and done investigations, and I've called and asked for reports on that, and they really don't have a lot of information to tell me. So I just feel landlocked on handling this person. She's truly a nightmare, Jesse. I can't emphasize that enough.
So here's what I reckon. So she harassed you through the kids and all that, right? Here's what I recommend. Is that, and do what you want, but I recommend.
Oh, I'm listening.
When the thoughts come to hate her, don't. It's not her, it's evil in her. She literally can't help it.
Okay. That helps.
Yeah.
I've heard you say that before.
Yeah. Just know, forgive her. She know not what she's doing, right?
Okay.
So don't hate her for it. And then block all communication with your children and everybody, so that you don't get those emails.
So I don't know if this is the right move, Jesse, but I've told the kids, if you want to mention her to me, then we don't need to talk. So I really don't need to know what's going on in her life or anything about her. And I request them to not tell her anything about me and my wife and the life we're having now.
Do the kids come to your house?
two of the three, the one that she has control over, he's 16. He has grand mal seizures, and I am so afraid of communicating with him because she will make him pay by, and she will torment him if he wants to have a relationship with me.
Yeah, well, leave that alone, and he's turned 18. Okay. Leave it up to him to come to you as he get older.
That's hard, buddy.
What?
That's really hard.
Why?
I love my boys.
If you love them, you will let go and work on yourself and let God figure this out for you.
Okay.
That emotion that you feel is not love. That's okay. Worship. You're worshiping them. You're not loving them. And because you're worshiping them, you're suffering at the loss of them. But if you didn't worship them, you can take it or leave it.
So how do you know when it's transferred? Does the feeling feel different?
Yeah. You don't have those feelings anymore. You have real love, which comes from God through you. And there's no feeling in that. There's only the light and no feelings.
Okay.
But you're worshiping, and because you're worshiping them, you will never know God because you already have your God. You can only have one God. You're not going to know the real God because you're making your children, you're making the wife you're with now your God.
That makes sense. Okay.
You're making anger your God, and so that's why you don't know God. The first law of God is to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and to love your enemy, meaning don't hate them.
You got it. Okay.
But you made your children your God and your second wife.
Yeah.
And that's why you're suffering. You're separated from God.
Okay. So the best way to connect to God is through the silent prayer, right?
Right. Be still and know him by practicing away from those by being present.
I truly believe that God brought this to the surface for me to address and to fix.
Of course. The devil didn't bring it to the surface. Right. He doesn't want you to know it's him.
Right.
But forgive her.
Okay.
And then don't communicate with her at all. And then... And let your children know you don't want to hear about her and don't be reported about me. And if they do, tell them that you won't have any communication with them.
Okay, Jesse. I've got a lot of work to do, brother.
You do. But then and the woman you're with, you got to stop being weak with her too.
Well, and that's the thing, okay? I know that's your opinion on that. I don't feel like I am weak with her at all.
Okay.
We have a great dynamic. I feel like the toxic part was in my past.
Oh, okay. Does she obey you?
Yes, she does.
All right. Well, then don't make your ex-wife or your children your God. Don't let anger become your God. Let it pass and do the silent prayer. You'll be fine.
All right, brother. God bless you, man. This is such a... ever since I started doing the prayer and this started surfacing, it has got my emotions in knots. And so you're right.
And those knots that you're feeling, those are the evil spirit that's inside of you. It's not you.
Oh, wow.
It's the evil hating the fact that you're working, that you may return to God, and that now you're starting to be still and pay attention. They don't want you to do that. That is the worst fear. That human being may return to God. So all the knots that you're feeling is not you. It's in the body and the mind, but it's not you.
That makes complete sense. May I ask you one more question So I don't know why it's happened, and I don't know why I do it, but I sleep with my headphones in, and I listen to you as I sleep. Do you think that that's a bad thing to do?
It's neither good nor bad, because when you're listening to the truth, you're in a state of awareness. Anyway, you're in silent prayer.
Right. Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure that every step I take is in the right direction to the best of my ability.
Yeah, stay with the silent prayer. When the thoughts come to hate your ex-wife, don't. Okay. That doesn't mean you got to hang out with her and none of that stuff, but just don't hate her. She cannot help herself. Forgive her. She know not what she's doing.
So if a something pops up, I just need to tell myself that she's it's not her, it's the evil that's in her, and let it go.
Yes.
You got it. I can do that.
Okay.
Okay. Man, thank you so much, brother.
I wish you well, David. Let me know how it goes.
I sure will, Jesse. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now. Super.
Super chat.
H-Town Julie, hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Drop off the key, Lee, and set yourself free.
Amazing. Thank you.
The Great White Pope, Vatican III, do prayers go up or within?
Do prayer go up or within? I don't understand the question. I don't understand that question. It may be an interesting question. You can call me 888-77-JESSE or make it clear on the super chat.
And he, more than a half breed, my favorite part of Trump's speech last night is when he highlighted the length of all previous wars in comparison to epic fury. What a contrast.
Yeah.
And critics keep trying to crucify Trump over a 5 to 6 military operation that eliminated a global threat at no cost to Americans when previous leaders led America into endless wars that left us bankrupt and taxing Americans to fund the wars.
Amazing. And they call him king. Nice.
Lin Yen Shin 6773. I meant both. The fasting from food leads to fasting from emotion and imagination only if done right. Most need the body to suffer before they learn.
Amazing. Thank you. Marcus, I appreciate it.
Marcus G., everybody and Mimi are in their thoughts and in hell right now, except for baby Jessica's daddy. 100, shout out to Mimi. Let it go. White hands giving a heart sign.
Don't give up, Mimi, and stay with it. Everybody's suffering, except baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin with another regarding Gus. Frequent laugh makes him feel good, quote unquote, to soothe feeling bad, also known as insecure. Insecure is sinning, chasing thrill and hype. He can't relax.
Very good point. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees. Satan's favorite 3 words I feel like.
Satan, 3 words. I, me. It's all about I.
Why do I feel like that's an attack?
Right.
Anthony J.B., bought a coffee. Fans of House loved Dr. House precisely because he was rude, brutally honest, and ignored social norms in favor of getting results, cutting through nonsense to solve problems with no one else could. This is an old TV show that he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yet many of those same viewers strongly dislike amazing President Donald Trump for displaying a similarly blunt, unfiltered approach, revealing a clear inconsistency between celebrating that personality in fiction and condemning it in reality.
Most of the people just follow what the Democrats and media say. They're not even thinking for themselves. But a very good point. Thank you.
I feel the same way about Eminem. Eminem used to be like, forget the media. Well, he didn't say forget. And now he is the media.
Amazing.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, with 3 coffees. Biblical question answer.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
Because it/the person used to make me feel emotionally good in the past. So now I want more. But the emotions are fake and don't make me whole. So at the same time, I hate it. Like holding on to something which you know doesn't work, then being mad because it doesn't work. It's crazy what happens in the mind. Blown emojis. Over on the edge of pithy. Love y'all. Hearts.
Amazing. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my 2 cents in a Sunday. Thank you.
Commander Kim, my husband, suffering working 8 days a week to help all these blacks and illegals suffering with free housing and free food. What a mess.
What a mess. Thank you.
Lori, morning, Jesse. I liked what you said earlier about fasting from the thoughts. That makes sense. You feed the poor every day to those who are hungry for truth. Thanks.
That's right. Amazing. Stay with it.
Norris T. sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 5. You hate anything you believe you need. Give up belief.
responded to the biblical?
He didn't mention it, but I guess it is.
It sounds like it, but thank you if you are. I appreciate it.
Risen Richard S. New. Thanks for taking my call, Jesse. You're amazing.
All amazing. Stay with it.
Shout out to Games for Rec Mercer Sticks. He says sucks. And Kid Combo One and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Stay with it, folks. Stay with it. And the truth will make you free. But you got to love what's right first. Don't have anybody or anything else before to include your own ego or anything. Just love what's right and then love your neighbor, your enemy. Don't hate them. They know not what they do. Forgive them. They are asleep. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silentprayer. And thank you all for your support. I do appreciate helping us and help others. Thank you. And the hate report is coming now. The Hake, H-A-K-E report. And then the American Anchor, baby, right after that. I'll see you tonight at the men's forum if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. Amazing. Take care, folks. I have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect